Good evening and welcome to the Life Coach Radio Network. My name is David Frank Gomes. I am a coach and spiritual mentor. And this is Frank Talk, the radio show about the art and science of a happy, meaningful life. We discuss ways to help you find more joy in daily life with practical tips and strategies. And we also talk to guests who are at the forefront of innovative ways to expand human consciousness and help people create transformation for themselves and the planet. Following your path. What does it really mean to follow your path? Is it really clear to you what your path is? Or does it seem foggy or dark or just unknown? Is a path like cutting a swath through a jungle with a machete? Or is it a nice civilized walkway along some scenic route? Perhaps you have no idea or wonder if there is even such thing as a path for you. Or is what you do for a living your path? How you earn money? Or what if you were really good at something? You have a gift for something. Is that your path? Perhaps it's something only coaches talk about. Perhaps it's not very realistic to follow your path. Maybe it won't work out for you. Or only rich people can follow their path. Or only amazing people can follow their path. Or only ridiculously creative people can follow their path. Or maybe your spouse won't like it. Or maybe your parents won't like it. Or maybe society won't agree with it. Or maybe it will make you broke or make you crazy. Maybe following your path is just too hard. And only for the very brave or the very foolhardy. Perhaps better to just not open up this Pandora's box. Okay, I think we get the picture that following your path can be very confusing for a lot of people. And so often they don't really want to dig too deeply into it. Because it either seems that for the most part it's a fantasy or something that may bring a lot of discomfort. But I can tell you that it will come up for you at some point in your life. And for many people, that moment is when they are dying, sick, or running out of time. And in spite of all the living that they have done, a very common response for people who are running out of time is to say to themselves, "Did I really live? Did I really follow my path?" Then suddenly, when there's no more time left, they get a glimpse of what the path actually was for them, or what it could have been. As the body crumbles, the soul awakens. A famous master was once asked by a sincere disciple, "Will I ever leave the spiritual path?" And the master replied, "How could you? Everyone is on the spiritual path." So my recommendation is don't wait for sickness or death or running out of time to realize an essential truth. There is no path, because everything is your path. And inside of that statement, there are actually two paths: your master path and your secondary path. The master path is your inner path, and the secondary path is your outer path. And within these paths, some people are standing still. Some are walking backwards. Some have their eyes open. Some have them closed. Some are sprinting ahead. Some are sprinting backwards. Some are laying down. They're tired. They just don't want to go anywhere. And yet, all of them are as close to it as they'll ever be. They're on it already. There isn't any path, because everything is the path. You can't get away from it, and you can't lose it. because it's always there. So I want to talk about a word called congruent, which means to be in agreement or harmony. And through the course of the work that I do, I always get asked about the purpose of life and how people can figure out their path and what they came down here to do. And everybody is convinced they came down here and inhabited a human body because there's one thing God wants me to do, and I have to find that out, and I have to do it, and that's my life path. And until I find out this big mystery, I'm not really doing anything important. And I'm here to make a bold assertion and say that God does not care what you do, and that you didn't come down here to do anything specific at all. You came down here to express your divinity in a body so that divinity could experience itself through you. And that is your master path. And your master path has nothing to do with anything external, because every step is really your master path. No matter where you are on it, it doesn't matter. Because the master path is not about time. It's about presence. The master path is really very simple. The challenge facing each of us is to become a truly harmonious human being. It may take a lifetime, or maybe thousands of them, to accomplish the illuminated status of becoming in harmony with our soul. But the goal we are after, regardless of all the words we use, is that we are seeking exactly that, harmony with our true nature. So now we might say that this is the master path and that it is an inner path. But since we live in a world of externals, where we are bombarded and browbeaten every day to believe that everything we are seeking, and I mean everything, is outside of us. So it's very common for people to take their secondary path and make that what they think their life should be about. And I believe with all my heart this is why so many people are seeking guidance and mentoring these days, because the master path and the secondary path for many people are completely out of harmony. And they know it. They know something's wrong, but they don't know how to fix it. So it's kind of like this simple analogy. You have one foot in a boat going east and one foot in a boat going west. As long as the boats are side by side, you're okay. You know, you can balance. But as they slowly drift away in their directions, you start to have to stretch, you know, wider and wider. It's like you got to do the splits. And unless you're a yoga master, at some point you're going to have to make a choice. You're either going to fall into the water, or you're going to put both of your feet in one boat. And that's how a lot of people are living. So their master path and their secondary path are like those two boats. They're floating in completely different directions. And so what we want to try and do metaphorically is get them to go in the same general direction. And as simple as the goal is to articulate, there's nothing simple or necessarily easy about becoming a harmonious human being. Yet accomplishing inner harmony is the jewel, or the diamond, we could say, around which all the other goals are spinning. And often in life we don't call things a spiritual path, but that's really what the master path is. Regardless of what your particular belief system is. And you know what? You can't be truly healthy if you are out of alignment. You can't be truly honest with yourself or others if your mind and your heart exist as two separate forces within you, if they're fighting with each other all the time. You cannot ever know what a happy, fulfilled life is about if you're always compromising your intuition and your inner guidance for fear of the consequences. You can never consider it being a truly honest person if you live a life of continual compromise. nor can you fully heal any aspect of your life and be on your true path when you fear honesty. So here is what I consider to be kind of a basic checklist for someone that is in harmony with their master path. And if you're in harmony with your master path, then your secondary path will always become easier. And don't worry if you can't check all of these off. They're just places to look and to start the process. So if you're in harmony with your master path, your sense of self-esteem or self-worth is rooted in personal values and integrity, but also in your deep innate belief in the universal. Here's the thing, what you want, health and happiness and prosperity, everybody wants. Everybody is special, and nobody is special. So this is a sense of realizing that you are in me and I'm in you. We might eat different foods or have different religions or no religion. We may live in different parts of the world. We may be men or women. But we all want something that at its heart is universal. We want happiness and meaning. And people who are really following their master path are following their internal guidance system. They're not spending time judging everyone else. So that sort of leads to the second one, which is, if you're on your master path, your intuitive guidance system is working well, and it's in harmony with your mind and your body, which just means you trust your intuition, your gut, and you let it lead you when you need to. So when they're launching the, you know, rocket off to go to the moon station, the guidance system is working. Because if it's not, it does not get there. If you're following your master path, you're someone who can connect with the wisdom of your body and what it's telling you. And you're somebody who understands the feedback you get from your body and the world around you. It's in your energy field. You're also somebody who connects with life on multiple levels. You have figured out to some degree that we're physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual beings. And all of those parts have to find a way to communicate with each other in some sort of clear way. So you have to find how to balance the feeling part with the reason part of your being. You're also open and flexible, because the path is not always what you think it should be. There's a wonderful stanza in the Tao Te Ching, which is one of my favorites, and it says that a good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent upon arriving. So you seek truth rather than fear it, and you're not afraid because you're a fearless traveler with no fixed plans. So you're enjoying the journey, and the journey is based on love and harmony rather than fear and selfishness. And to be honest, we are already so attuned to this need to be congruent that we seek this sort of harmony or harmonious resonance in every relationship we have and in every room we walk into and every place we are. And we immediately sense when we are out of alignment with someone or something. We just know, we get a feeling. It's kind of like second nature. Harmony is almost like our spiritual comfort zone. And so to put it really simply, the master path is not what you do so much as who you truly are, and expressing that quality of being with each step as best you can in the moment, and reminding yourself every day. The master path, you could say, is the path of meaning, and it's kind of like the big why. And so the work I do with people on their master path is the work of spiritual mentoring. And this is really the foundation that will help you sort out your secondary path. And the secondary path falls more into the realm of coaching. And that's the path of doing. This is what we could call the how and the what and the where and the when stuff. And it's kind of the nuts and bolts of it all. And coaching works incredibly well with this, to help people sort this stuff out. And I use various techniques and strategies and tools such as fulfillment coaching and balance coaching and process coaching. They're all interesting ways, and they come together in this fusion when people want to figure out their secondary path. And some people know what their secondary path is. They're already doing it. Maybe they want to do it deeper or better or more fully. Some don't know what it is, or some want to change it. Some people just want to try something new. They've done something long enough, and they're ready to try something new. And it's all good. It doesn't matter whether you like it or you don't like it, or you want to change it. The key piece of this puzzle is that as long as your master path and your secondary path are working in the same general direction, you'll start to be living in a more harmonious way. And so your master path often points you in the direction of what would be your best secondary path. Now, having said all this, life is mysterious, and we all go through different experiences. But if we can get our two paths in alignment, then we will start to experience what I call the great sigh of relief. Human life is a paradox. The wisdom traditions say we are the soul made in the image of spirit, and then we can only be satisfied with divine or inner pleasures, which is the idea that happiness comes from within. Yet we also have a body and a mind which want stuff too. And our body is experienced with outery sensory experiences. It's the world of the senses, taste and touch and smell. And so we're placed between this material and spiritual world. And we're asked to use our discrimination to distinguish between the real, lasting soul pleasures of our master path and the limited ability of our secondary path to be our end-all be-all, if you would. The interesting thing is that the secondary path fades with time, but the master path, if you invest in it, gets stronger and more beautiful and more resonant with time. So, once you figure out your master path and you live it, the secondary path will find its way to you. And here's an action challenge to help you dig a little deeper into these two paths. So every day, for the next 7 days, I want you to find a place in your life where you choose passion over skill, or you choose adventure over comfort, or you choose intuition over logic, or you choose faith over fear. And as you begin to break free from all the should-dos and the obligations and the belief systems and everyone else's voice, your new life path, and it may not even be your new one, your real life path will be gently revealed to you. And with it, all your heart's desires begin to become a reality. They begin to manifest. And if you're feeling lost or confused over the path, your life path, master path, spiritual path, and maybe your secondary path or your work path or relationship path, and you want to experience the great sigh of relief, then go to my website and get in touch with me, and I'll help you find that sigh of relief. And so I want to leave with a quote by a great Indian master who said, "The successful person trains himself or herself to reject the thought of failure at all times. You should transfer your attention from failure to success, from worry to calmness, from mental wanderings to concentration, from restlessness to peace, and from peace to the divine bliss within. When you attain this state of self-realization, the purpose of your life will have been gloriously fulfilled." I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Frank Talk on Life Path. I'll be with you in 2 weeks on Monday at 6 o'clock for another show. And again, if you want to discuss the possibility of working with me, please visit my website at lifecompasscoaching.ca. And have a wonderful evening. Bum 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 b